We're inside the home of the Mendelssohn family in 1846. Felix Mendelssohn is busy finishing off his oratorio, Elijah.
Hannah? Hannah? Ferdinand! Oh, how lovely to see you, my dear friend. Do please come in.
My dear Cecile, I happened to be in the neighbourhood, and since I needed to talk to Felix about the forthcoming concert, I just thought I'd see if anyone was at home.
Cecile, who is it?
It's not anyone for you, darling. As you can see, Ferdinand, it's Bedlam here. Just sit down for a moment in the drawing room. I'll be with you in a second. Hannah? Hannah, where are you?
Yes, my lady?
Hannah, run to the market for me. We still need fresh strawberries, butter and eggs for the reception tomorrow.
Felix. Dear Felix, I never see you at the conservatoire. Only now and then at the Gewandhaus. And now I can't even see you in your own home.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Ferdinand. But I've no time to stop and chat today. We have an important visitor tomorrow. The celebrated conductor, Louis Spohr, is arriving from Kassel. But I don't need to tell you about him. Didn't you study under him?
Yes, I know that fiendishly brilliant violinist.
There's still so much to do. I don't know which way to turn. Felix likes things to be well ordered. This is his time for composing. He's almost finished his new oratorio, and he's going to perform it in Birmingham in just a few weeks.
It's Elijah this, Elijah that. He never talks about anything else these days.
Exactly.
But listen, I know you're watching Felix's diary like the crown jewels, but couldn't you just squeeze me in?
Impossible. You know how it is. Breakfast at 7 o'clock, composing from 8 till 10, correspondence, a short lunch, then the conservatoire, composing again, and so on and so on. Of course, as you know, he's not very well at the moment. All that travelling takes it out of him. In fact, he's just come back from the Rhine, but he has no time to rest. There are more festivities he's supposed to attend. I'm really worried about Felix. Please, please don't bother him. He finds it so difficult to strike the right balance these days.
How right you are. I'll take my leave of you and wish you every success for tomorrow. I expect Sophie's waiting to dine with me.
Give her a kiss from me, won't you? And from Felix. How nice it would be if the four of us could only go for a walk together again in Rosenthal Park.
I'm sure we will soon. Goodbye, my dear Cecile. And please pass on my best wishes to Felix.
Goodbye, dear friend.
I believe I've managed it at last. The choruses are going to sound absolutely magnificent. What is it?
Oh, Felix.
Right, my little angel. Time to go and take care of some of those letters.